Okay, today by the Shem, we're continuing in the second parak of Pirkei Avos, and we are up to parak Beis, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, said, Yafa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. Talmud Torah is best when accompanied by Derech Eretz, which means, the bartender explains, working, being involved in business, a person should try to earn a living. Sheyigia Shnei Mishkachas Avam, that when one works hard at both of those things, it will cause him to forget Averos. It means will make Averos go away. The Yetzer Hara is going to be batel. The Bar Tinur explains that the Torah weakens a person's koach, and the malacha will break a person's body. So through that, the Yetzer Hara won't be as strong. V'kol Torah she'eni ma'malacha sofa b'teila v'gereres avon. And any Torah that doesn't have malacha together with it will ultimately become batel and will cause a person to do averos. Because if a person doesn't have any money, eventually they're going to need to eat. So they're going to be involved in dishonest things in order to be able to eat, and that's going to cause lots of averos. And anyone who works with the tzibur should do so because even if the tzibur doesn't seem like such great people, the forefathers of the tzibur, we know who they are, and their tzidkus is always going to be there for them. So you want to make sure that you're mishtadel with the tzibur in the best possible kind of way. Literally means is Hashem is speaking to the people who are osik with the tzibur, that if you do everything the shem shemaim, I'll give you as much reward as if you did it for yourself. I mean, even though their hatzlacha is a result of the zuchus avos, the extraordinary zuchus avos they have, I'll treat it as if it's your zuchus for doing all that work for them. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says to such a person. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, have a zehirin barashul shein mekaven l'adam el tzorach atzman. Always be aware of the government, because if they're befriending you, it's because they need something from you. So you're a person who's an askan with the tzibur. Realize that the government officials that befriend you, they have an angle. Nirin kav and b'shas hana'asan, they'll be like your best friend when it benefits them. Ve'inomdim l'adam b'shas dacha, but they're not going to be by you in your time of need. In your time of need, only your true friends, only the Ava She'enet L'yubadavar, like David Leona's son, only your family, those are the people that are there for you in your times of need. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Danasi, said that a person should combine work with learning, and that will cause him to do fewer averos. And if you don't do work, and you're ultimately going to do averos. And anyone who works with the community should do so l'shem shemayim and realize that they have great zechus avos, so they'll be successful. But even though they're going to be successful as a result of the zechus avos, Hashem is going to consider it as if you're going to get all the credit for doing the work. And then in Mishnah Gimel it says that you should be careful about government people, because they may be very friendly to you, but they're only doing it for selfish reasons. They're going to, when it benefits them, they'll be like your best friend, but they're not going to be there for you when you're in a dire straits, when you're in a difficult circumstance. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet.